Recently, we had some special guests here at NPR headquarters.
Today, in honor of Sesame Street's 50th birthday, we are doing a concert! Oh, I am very excited!
That's Count Von Count from Sesame Street. He came to our offices in D.C. to perform a tiny desk concert for NPR Music, along with Elmo, Grover, Big Bird, and more. They did the classics, like Sing. I wanted to learn more about what goes into writing these melodies and lessons today. So I sat down with some of the people behind the songs. Dr. Rosemary Trulio, Senior Vice President of Curriculum and Content, and Bill Sherman, the Music Director at Sesame Street. I started by asking Sherman about classic songs like Sing.
When you think of Sesame Street, you think of Being Green and People in Your Neighborhood and Sing and those songs that really made the show iconic. And so, at least as the current music director, you are forever trying to get as close to that if you ever possibly can.
And Rosemary, can you talk about like the educational component of the songs back then? I mean, they did do kind of curriculum type work, right? They did sit down with educators. But even back then, I kind of think of a song like Sing or Being Green as just kind of like nice songs.
Well, but think about the lyrics in Sing. It is about the importance of music in your life and that you make music with your voice, and it's about confidence, right?
Sing out strong.
So sing a song and be proud of how you're singing. Don't worry about how your voice sounds. And that's a really important message, especially for parents, because we want parents to sing to their children, talk to their children, read to their children, because we want them to learn words.
Bill Sherman, I think when we think of that classic music, it also was in line with the period in a way, right? Like, people were listening to folk rock music on the radio.
For sure.
And so even though we think of it as old-fashioned, that was like the music of the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Sesame Street, I like to pat myself on the back and say, has done successfully is sort of, at least sonically, changed with the times. So I think, you know, we sort of defined ourselves in the early days by that what you call old school or vaudevillian, like that sort of oompa 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 music of you know, C is for cookie.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
And since then, you know, in through the 70s and through the 80s, songs like Pinball Number Count, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Around during the Pointer Sisters era.
I love
like
that song.
Right?
So I just
it's
dated myself.
It's okay. We all, when we talk about Sesame Street, date ourselves at one point or another. So yeah. And then when I took over the job some 10 years ago, I wanted to keep doing that and keep pushing it further. And I play all the songs that I write for my children. And they are two girls aged 6 and 8, Maya and Luna. And Maya and Luna are the best litmus test for what is pop music and what is cool today, because they, whenever they're driving anywhere, are listening to the, you know, the top 40 stations. And so if they don't like my song within the first 10 seconds, I throw it away and start again.
Wow.
Because their ears are so in tune to that kind of music. And I think Rosemary would tell you that our biggest thing is about making sure, at least from a song standpoint, that the kids can remember what we're trying to teach.
I want to walk through the process of writing one of these modern songs. And we're going to do it with a song called Check That Shape.
There on the floor is a shape moving towards me.
What is the shape? Tell me please. Oh, what can it be?
Can you talk about the season's educational goal? So the year you were writing this, like, what was kind of the educational component you were going for?
In this particular case, we're calling out shapes, which are geometric forms. And so a shape gets a shape based on its attributes. So the song is going to call out the number of sides and the number of angles.
All right. So we are going to hear this song performed by pop star Nick Jonas.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 sides you can count on. A five-sided shape, well, you know.
Pentagon. So, first of all, this song was kind of sexy in a way that worried me. Can you talk about how the music team picks it up from the educational part, right? How do you then sit down and say, okay, let's figure this out?
So Rosemary and her team of highly qualified educators, send me lyrics that are, have been, you know, vetted and approved and thought through. If you can imagine what this is like on a piece of paper, it says, you know, Pentagon, 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 a five-sided shape. Well, you know, it's a pentagon. So I was like, okay. And then at that point, we had booked Nick Jonas, and his voice is so specific, and he's so smooth, and all of his songs are sort of about relationships. And so I made it, like, what you call sexy to me is just like he's enamored with the shapes. He loves the shapes.
Take those shapes.
Rosemarie, can you suggest a song that you love? One that you just thought, oh, wow, you guys nailed it.
Count Me In.
Count me in. Count me in.
Can you tell me about it?
It's about diversity, and it's about inclusivity. It's about showing that we're all unique, but yet we're all the same. And I think that's where the beauty comes in that song. And that's something that is really important on Sesame Street, because we want all children to see themselves on Sesame Street.
And Bill Sherman, for you, what is a favorite?
The first song I ever wrote for Sesame Street was called What I Am. Mm-hmm. Was just like this song that we wrote with Will.i.am.
There's only one me, I admit. Have a dream, I'll follow it. It's up to me to try.
And it was about, you know, I'm special, I'm this, I'm that, and it was just, it's one of the songs that people ask me about most of all, and I'm pretty proud of that, so that's cool.
What I Am, nice.
And what I am is
thoughtful,
and what I am is
musical,
and what I am is
smart,
and what I am is
brave.
At the end of the day, you guys are joining a long legacy, right? What's it like to have that responsibility? I mean, some of the things you inject into little minds, right, can stay with them for a very long time.
It's a big responsibility, because we take it very seriously. Our mission on Sesame Street is to create content to help kids grow smarter, stronger, and kinder. So it's a huge responsibility, because we want to make sure that we then assess later and we see learning impact.
And Bill, for you?
I personally think what we're doing is unbelievably important, and we all know that. So it's an honor to be part of it, and, you know, maybe for 50 more years.
Well, Bill Sherman and Rosemarie Truglio, thank you so much for explaining this all to us. This was great.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Music, maestro!
And you can see the full Tiny Desk concert at npr.org.
If what I am is what's in me, then I'll stay strong, that's who I'll be.
And I will always be the best.